WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX. Yes, 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 yes.
What are you excited about?
I don't know, man. Just excited.
It's because y'all jacked up on caffeine.
Just
and
excited,
it's the last day until vacation.
Until vacation, yeah. So we figured we'll have some fun this Friday before Christmas. Really, Christmas is 1, 2, 3, 4 days away.
That was weird. It's the 21st, man.
And it's the first day of winter. That still blows you away, doesn't it?
I don't believe it.
Hey, question for you, Hunter. Does kissing under the mistletoe count as cheating? So if I kiss someone under the mistletoe, did I cheat on Kiki?
You're going to have to ask her that one. Yeah.
Is it cheating?
I think so.
12% of men and 10% of women say it's fine to kiss someone besides your significant other under the mistletoe.
that 10 and 12%? Let's try it out.
Let's try it out.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine when somebody's kissing you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's see your wife get under that mistletoe.
Hey, I didn't kiss her back. She kissed me.
Right, throwing that tongue into some dude's mouth.
I never got the mistletoe thing. Why is that little, stick up on top and I wasn't kiss someone?
I wasn't really into the mistletoe thing. I was more into the camel toe.
Jesus. For God's sakes.
What?
It is 4 days before Christmas.
I'm sorry.
What is it?
I just speak the truth.
Good God. You know, Dingle and Barry are going to go back to Santa with this report. You're not getting anything for Christmas.
No.
Nothing.
Just one Turbo Man.
No, you're not
getting
anything.
That's all they want.
You're not getting anything.
Just one Turbo Man.
I just was bringing up mistletoe, and you had to say camel toe.
Yeah.
It's a holy Friday.
Hey, look above you.
Come give mama some sugar. Hey, good morning. Good morning. Bum,
bum, bum, bum. I should play this song.
Bad Boys?
It's a great song, man.
It's more of a hip-hop song.
Who sings that song?
Oh, here's the beautiful part. Let's look it up.
It's, I know it, man.
No, you don't.
I do. I really
do. Sings Bad
Boys. Because I always used to have this song queued up when I DJ'd at the bar because the cops would always come in at like midnight.
It's Inner Circle.
Inner Circle, that's right.
You didn't know
And they'd
that.
Always
Shut
stroll up, you know, in their uniform, walking through a packed bar, and boom, I'd have that song on queue.
Ready to go.
Dun, 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 dun. And they'd always look over at the DJ booth, and I'm always waiting for them to be pissed off. They all loved it.
Oh, no, it's the cops.
They loved it.
Yeah.
It's like they had their own theme song, man.
And they did. That show gave police officers a badass theme song. Well deserved.
Yeah.
If I was a cop, I'd have like a boombox that I carry with me. Set it down, hit it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about to get real.
What you gonna do?
Yeah. Punk. anyway, it's 7:39, Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show.
Good morning.
I'll be honest, we didn't really plan anything just because, we got a big vacation coming up, and I just kind of want to have some fun.
What do you want for Christmas?
Honestly, I just want to sit on my ass and do nothing. That's what I want to do. And I know it makes it seem like I work so hard, but we've done so much running around in the holidays. Like Thanksgiving, dude, we ran around everywhere.
Yeah.
And so what I'm hoping is just to have some time and sit and relax, catch up with family, maybe go do some skiing.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, just have some fun. Mm-hmm. Give me that look. Shut up.
What?
As soon as I said skiing, you get that look on your face.
I know what
for
you're talking
God's
about.
Sakes. What do you want for Christmas? Huh?
A Turbo Man.
A Turbo Man? What is a Turbo Man?
You don't know what a Turbo Man
no.
is?
No. Should I know?
Yeah. You know, type in Turbo Man. You really don't know what a Turbo Man is?
No.
Oh, my God. You're going to be embarrassed.
Oh, is that from Jingle All the Way?
Yeah,
Turbo.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I want an Arnold Schwarzenegger Turbo Man.
I'm sorry. I forgot that reference from a movie that was made in 1996.
You moron.
God, I'm so dumb. So dumb.
Turbo Man. You know what, though? Is there such thing as a Turbo Man, or is that just in the movie? I think they made, actually, a Turbo Man after
Did
the
they?
Movie. But
maybe one or two.
You know what was just like the Turbo Man that was impossible to get? And I wanted it so bad for Christmas, and I couldn't get one that first year. I think I got one the next year.
Yeah.
A Buzz Lightyear doll.
Yeah.
You know how impossible those things were to get?
I don't think I ever got one.
And you know, I think McDonald's or Burger King had like the Turbo Man Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And those were impossible to get.
Hmm. I don't think I ever, I'm trying to think throughout the holidays, folks were pretty good. The only gift I know for sure that I wanted multiple Christmases in a row was the
Power Wheel?
Power Wheels.
Yep. We found out what the Power Wheels were. Yeah, we didn't know the name of it yesterday.
Our favorite trash man hit us up with it.
Did you want? The pink Barbie one?
Yeah, the pink Barbie one. Yeah, that's exactly it, you son of a bitch. That's exactly the one I wanted. You dumb bastard. You dumb bitch.
What are you hanging? What are you driving your Barbie big wheel playing? I'm a Barbie girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world in my Barbie Jeep. No, I wanted the Jeep.
The Jeep was badass.
Man. Yeah.
It was. It had the KC lights on it.
It was, dude, and they showed the kids like climbing mountains in them, which you know wouldn't happen.
The battery lasted like 4 minutes. I wanted the Batmobile.
But here's the funny thing is I wanted, and this just goes to show how great marketing is. I grew up on a farm. We've had four-wheelers, three-wheelers, all up into that point. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, I wanted a stupid electric Jeep. I could have just went and hopped out on the three-wheeler and cruised around on that. Right. I was an ungrateful little bastard.
Instead, you wanted a poor put-together plastic piece of junk.
Break apart. Because you know my brother and I would have broke it the first week we had it. Yeah.
First day.
You know what, Mom and Dad? Thank you for not buying me that because that would have been a waste of money.
Yeah. Those things were like $500.
Dude, they were cheap.
You know, that's like a car.
Yeah.
You could get a car for $500.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably my focus.
Back then, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Have you ever seen the video of the guy who bought his kid a Power Wheel, but he put a new motor in it? He put an actual gas motor in it.
Oh, really?
And it's this three-year-old, like, literally drifting this Power Wheel, going around corners in the driveway, just hauling ass. Yes, dude.
I'm trying to think if one year we got a go-kart.
Go-kart was a big deal.
I don't think it was for Christmas, though. I think we just ended up buying one from the tractor dealership down the road.
Honda made it was called the Honda Odyssey. It was like in the 80s or something.
Yeah.
Dad bought us one. It was like a go-kart / dune buggy. Mm. It had a butterfly wheel. There was no gas pedal. The gas pedal was on the steering wheel. It was a trigger. Nice. Dude, that thing was badass.
Yeah.
We used to fly around. And we also had a 125 dirt bike.
Yeah.
And my brother and I would race around. And there at my parents' house, there's a blind corner. And so we come flying around opposite ends. Dude, I smashed his front end so hard.
Wait, was he on the dirt bike or on the...
I was on the dirt bike.
You're on the dirt bike,
so
yeah.
I hit his front end, man. I Superman totally over the Honda Odyssey. And he basically watches me go over.
Yeah, he's in a nice kid.
I was in fifth grade. And I immediately got up and just started running around crying.
That's the only thing you can do
that to like make sure nothing was broken.
That's it.
And just get up and start running.
All right.
Dad's over there laughing at me.
It's like, okay, I can run around and cry and scream and it doesn't hurt. I'm okay.
Hey, you know what, Dad? Dad was laughing at me and then he gets over to the motorcycle, sees the forks are bent, and he starts crying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I got to fix that now.
You got to fix that.
Like, Dad, what about me?
Dum-dum over here. You're fine. You were up running around crying like a little bitch.
It's like, you'll naturally heal.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Yeah, I don't have to spend 12 hours in the shop fixing you.
Right.
That's great. Rock 107 WIRX 751, Brock Hunter.
Hey, here's a guy who's excited for Christmas. Hey!
I can't do it. Okay, real quick here. As we're kind of gearing up for the holidays, you know, the old saying, it's better to give than receive.
Yeah.
All right. I feel, you know, I'm not going to lie. Of course, it feels nice to give, you know, hey, give a present, maybe give some to charity, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. It feels good. You feel like you're doing good. But to be fair, though, you're also kind of receiving that little boost. So nothing's really done selflessly, in my mind. And maybe that's a horrible way to think about society.
Let's talk about this, because this happened to me yesterday. And I got to put it out there because it's so true. So many people stressing over the holiday shopping, gifts, finding gifts for all the family members, the kids, trying to make them happy. So my wife's mom yesterday is buying a gift for a 12-year-old, right? Younger than that. No, a 12-year-old. Doesn't matter. Regardless. Anyway, $100. She's
$100.
Trying to spend on this gift, you know? Yeah. She's like, I can't remember what it was, but it was $100.
Yeah.
And wife and I are thinking, like, no, like, the kid's not going to, like...
Give the kid the $100.
Right, the $100, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Or just, you know, the kid's not going to really appreciate it that much.
No.
You know, like, that's a little bit much for, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong in this, but don't stress out over gifts. You know, like, a lot of people are stressing out just to get a gift so they can, like, just give the gift.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, well, they stress because there's a part of them, as much as it feels good to give.
Right.
So that's the whole thing. It's better to give than receive. Mm-hmm. Well, because when you give something, you get that, oh, yeah, this is great. Mm-hmm. It feeds your own ego, in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this is so great. They're going to lose their mind. Yeah. It's so you're really not doing, in my mind, that's why I always say, I don't think anything is ever done selflessly. Mm-hmm. Even when you give to charity, like you're helping out a great cause, like it's awesome.
Well, it makes you feel
but
good.
But you're also like, oh, hey, I gave to charity. Yeah. That's why so many people, I like it so much better when they say, oh, there was an anonymous donation. Mm-hmm. Good.
Nice.
You're not doing it for the press.
Right.
You know, I don't tell everyone every time I put money in the Salvation Army, mm-hmm. usually because it's like 5 cents. That's all I got in my pocket. But anyway, I bring this up because
it's kind of like buying a vet like breakfast when it's not Veterans Day and you put it on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just want to let everyone know I did this today. You suck. You're giving to yourself by putting it on there.
Yeah, let the vet tell everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Or just don't, because that's the point. You're doing this selflessly. You're trying to anyways.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, so researchers at Northwestern University and University of Chicago did this study to see what's better, to give or receive. Now, I find a flaw in this. They gave 100 people $5 a day for 5 days in a row, okay? Mm-hmm. So $25 by the end of it. Each person could either keep the money or give it away, but they had to do the same thing all 5 days. So if you decide to keep it, you keep it for all 5 days. You can't. Now, if you decide to give it away, you got to give it away each 5 days.
So they know it's a survey?
And if they gave it away, they had to give it to the same person every day. Yeah, I mean, they're a part of the study. So apparently the level of joy people got from keeping the $5 on day five was much lower than it was on day one. Meanwhile, the group that gave the money away continued to derive the same amount of pleasure from it, regardless of how many times they did it. Here's the problem. It's only $5.
Well,
it's $25. Let's up the ante. $50.
Yeah.
You can either give it away for 5 days or keep it. I guarantee
that would change.
Everyone would keep the $50
for sure.
A day.
And you can't tell them it's a survey. That ruins the whole thing.
And see, but I don't know if there's any way around it. Of course, there's that. It's the placebo. Like, oh, okay, yes, you know what I mean.
I guess you got to figure that part out, though.
I don't think
because if it's a survey and people know it's a survey, of course I'm going to give the money away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I would.
I'm going to keep the money when I know it's being recorded.
No, I would keep it. No, I'm keeping that $25. That's $25. But that's why I think this is a flawed study, because for $5, okay, I could give that away and not feel like, oh, God, I'm giving away. Look, but $100. Here's the thing, Hunter. I'm going to give you $100 a day for 5 days. Now, you can either keep that or give it away. Either way, though, you got to do that for 5 days. What are you going to do? You're going to keep the $500.
Just throw this in there.
Yeah.
If you give it away, it's for a suffering charity. See that one?
But now here's the thing, though.
It changes it, doesn't it?
I'll do the study, and then I'll give some money away.
Then you'll give some money? You'll give half of it to him?
Because let's be honest. I'm not a billionaire. I could use the money, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not a charity case, but still, it's like, hey, I got bills to pay. I got stuff to take care of. I got things to fix.
You get the $500, you're done with the survey, they see you at the strip club the next
day. That's giving to charity. Come on now. Giving strippers money is like giving to charity. They got kids, they're working their way through school.
Right.
That's the way I justify it on my tax form.
I'm going to be a nurse.
Did you give to charity this year? Yeah, charity, the dancer over at the strip club.
Yes.
Absolutely, I did.
Yes.
Quite a bit, if you don't mind me saying.
$500.
Woo, skip. I did give to charity. Yes, I did.